Of course he's right. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Here's Steve.
I need a lawyer.
No. I don't mean I need a lawyer. I'm innocent of those charges. I mean, I need a lawyer to answer a couple of questions for me. Good grief, people. Relax. I told you I didn't do it. No fooling, it's Doolin. So I've got a licensed attorney here, Steve Doolin, on a Friday. Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure here. I need to read you something because I'm confused, and maybe you can help me here. This is from the Attorney General William Barr, dated March the 24th, 2019, about five paragraphs in. It reads, in part, the special counsel's investigation did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election. So my confusion is this. They did not find, is the terminology, the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 elections. It goes on and says, here's a quote from the report. The investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in its election interference activities. To me, you know, I read that, I say cut and dry, there's no collusion, it's done, right? Done with it.
Right.
Yet I watch people like Judge Napolitano on Fox say, now wait a second, it's saying that there's something there, but they couldn't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. I don't get that from that sentence. Am I missing something? I see Adam Schiff saying, well, there's more here, you haven't seen it. I'm like, this doesn't say beyond a reasonable doubt. It says it did not establish, did not find. I mean, what am I to take of this? Am I to believe that William Barr is lying to us all? Because they know they're going to turn it over to the public. He's not going to come out and lie about it, is he? Yeah, help me here.
No, I don't think Barr is lying for that very reason. I think he's too smart to try to shade it too much in this summary. And the summary's short and the report's long and everybody's making something of that. To me, that's a big shrug. So there's a long report and this is a short summary. That doesn't bother me at all either. But there is something I do have to explain sometimes to clients going on here, which is it is beyond the power of an earthly court to declare anyone innocent. A court declares the defendant not guilty. And that doesn't seem like much of a difference to most people, but if you think about it, it kind of is. Not guilty means we couldn't prove you were guilty. Innocent means we're sure you didn't do it. And there is a difference there philosophically, and I think that's what Judge Napolitano and some of the other legal scholars are sort of hung up on here. There's, in other words, a declining to prosecute or a finding from a jury that says we couldn't establish means we couldn't prove it, but it still could have happened. You can never prove a negative.
All right, so fine, but let me go to another sentence in the same report from the Attorney General. The special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russian government in these efforts, despite multiple offers from the Russian-affiliated individuals to assist the Trump campaign. Now, they know that there were offers. They know that there was efforts on the Russians to influence, and they made offers. They know that, but they did not find the campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with the Russians. And it doesn't
now
say...
Sounds like no collusion.
That's what I get out of it, and that's what I'm going with. And 64% of Americans, according to a new poll, believe the same thing. 36% hang on to some, you know, to notion that there is. But this idea that there's trouble in this report, I don't know, based on, unless William Barr is lying to us. I don't see, he didn't put wiggle room in here for the average, because you can sit there and talk about legalese, right? And that's what you do, and you mince words and split words. Lawyers do that a lot. Drives me bananas.
Definitions matter.
Well,
Definitions matter.
But you guys write legalese and it's like demeans it. But I'm talking from the average Joe, the average person on the street. This is cut and dried. This is black and white. We read this. We don't see any hidden meanings. We don't see any, you know, words hiding behind the curtain. That's not the way I read it. It's not the way most Americans read it. Fair?
That is fair. And I will say that Schiff and anyone else who's doing this is splitting hairs. absolutely is splitting hairs and is trying to make something out of nothing, in my opinion, not having read the full report yet. So I'm right there with you. That it looks plain to me. There's no collusion. There's this ridiculous open question of obstruction. But can you obstruct when there's no crime? That's another open question that's interesting to legal scholars.
What's your opinion?
I don't think you can obstruct if there's no crime, but I could probably find some cases where folks have been convicted of obstruction where there's no crime. It's almost exactly like being convicted of resisting arrest as the only conviction in a case.
And that happens.
Because if it's not a lawful arrest, it turns out you actually are allowed to resist, right? But there are people walking around right now in and out of incarceration who were convicted purely of resisting arrest with no underlying crime. So do I think it's right? Absolutely not. Does it happen? Sometimes.
So when you've got nothing left, you try to go, well, he obstructed. Obstructed what? There was no crime. Well, yeah, but he obstructed. That's just silly, right?
It's Cartman screaming, respect my authority.
Oh, boy. Did you get up early today? Are the kids up or something? You've been up for a while drinking coffee. What's your deal?
Not yet. I'm only just smelling the coffee now.
Well, therein lies part of the problem. Steve Doolin here with us. All right, so how much of this report gets released? Inaccurate reporting. 3 days ago, 700-plus pages, blah, 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 blah. Now we know there's 300. Still a lot of pages, but it's not seven. It's less than half of what they're blathering on about, right?
Right. And the blathering from some folks has ceased and from others has increased, reached sort of a fever pitch. And it's laughable at this point. It really is. Of course, we're going to see it eventually. If we live long enough, I guess, just like we'll see all the Kennedy assassination documents, et cetera, if we live long enough. I had a conspiracy theory friend who was quite excited not that long ago about that.
Yeah, you know, you get that, but I think that it's at a point where people, here's the fact. I saw this Republican commercial. You went across the country and there were 50 different newspapers with the headline, no collusion, no obstruction. I mean, it was all across the country in different forms. So the major newspapers of America put that on the front page, and trust me, people of all stripes were able to see that and accept that as the truth. Fair enough?
Yeah, absolutely fair enough. And the good news is we have ways around the corrupt legacy media at this point in history, including this show.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. The other thing that I think should come out of this, I don't think it's appropriate. You know, I'm not going to say it should be illegal, but I don't think it's appropriate for former members of the intelligence community like Clapper and Brennan and all these others that, you know, leave their job as CIA director or whatever and then go get paid by CNN to pontificate, because they still have their security clearances. And they give this gravity of, we know what's really going on. As it turns out, no, you didn't. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, not at all. And Brennan in particular is upsetting to me. Just happens to be the one that I fixate on. But I absolutely agree with you that it is it's unseemly at best. I'm not sure that I'm going to get on board with some kind of a ban like they do for lobbying after running an agency. But it's worth talking about.
Yeah, there you go. Steve Doolin, always a great conversation. Good to have you here on a Friday. No fooling, it's Doolin with Fridays. Later, Doolin. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too, Gruber.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
forward.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
I vaccinate because I want to protect my daughter.
I vaccinate because these diseases can be deadly.
Because of vaccines, we tend to think of diseases like whooping cough and measles as things of the past, but they aren't. Michigan's children still get them and pass them on. Get the whole story at ivaccinate.org. I vaccinate because I got the facts. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the Franny Strong Foundation, and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.